Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Daniels, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 14, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Daniels, there should be matter prepared to go forth in pamphlet form to all our people in Australia, America, and in South Africa, in regard to the true situation at Kurrenbong. Unless this is done, these misrepresentations will continue to work deeper and deeper and do great injury to the school. One thing is certain. Satan is working through such men as Brethren Shannon and Lawrence. They have a very nice appearance, especially Brother Shannon, who carries an influence with him wherever he goes. He is spreading his misrepresentations wherever he goes. He has forgotten that we have a God and he has a Bible, both of which declare righteousness and condemn iniquity. There is a work that Satan can do through our own professed Christian brethren that will please him immensely. But shall we sit still and let him do this, and thus hedge up our own way? I have been praying most earnestly for the Lord to work in our behalf. The Lord will work, but shall we not do our part in cooperating with God? The world seems to be going mad. We are fast approaching a condition of anarchy and wild uncertainty, and it has come, and will seek to pervade all our ranks of Seventh-day Adventists. What kind of a religion can a man possess who will criticize and find fault when everything does not meet his mind? When men are placed in responsible positions, they must work without showing partiality and without hypocrisy. There are those who consider that their case must be made a specialty, to be favored, whether it will be for the interest of the cause of God that must be built up and stand as the Lord's appointed center or not. Now these whom God has entrusted as his stewards must keep the eye single to the glory of God. They are to do the work of the Lord intelligently, carrying with them all of the people possible. But if there be those who leave an incorrect impression upon the people, there must be some warnings given to guard the people from deception. All this tide setting against us just now is no mystery to me. It is no more than we might expect. This we have had to meet in every place where advance moves are made. But I do not feel hardly strong enough to breast the difficulties alone. There is Brother Hare standing with me, but the same spirit of accusing has come against him with determined force. Sister Shannon calls him a hypocrite, but the lips and voice of human beings is not of much account, except with those who want to have it so. Lies are spoken, lies are acted. Of Brother Lawrence, I will say, surely gain and advantage is secured at an enormous price. When the eternal interests of the soul are sacrificed for this gain, success in this line means ruin. Better far to deny self, lift the cross, and follow Jesus. But Brother Lawrence's head is full of cupidity. Its control is seen in his and her dress, heard in their conversation, and deplorably seen in their actions. They have dismissed the Word of God from their counsels and taken up self. He has laid his soul, a manacled victim, upon the altar of Mammon. Dishonesty is practiced. Oh, my soul costs too much to be treated indifferently. All men who profess to be Christians are not thus, and all who are not first seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness are simply, deliberately, setting aside one of the plainest and most unequivocal injunctions contained in the Word of God. I have heard infidels say that they will not credit those who profess to be Christians because they have been so much taken in by their sharp dealings. They deem their profession a cloak, and if they cannot take it off, they despise it. But shall this moral degeneracy come into our ranks? Shall it establish itself on these grounds? Shall our school be established and composed of councils of men who will pay no heed to Bible principles? I answer no, no, no. The Word of God is truth. It is our counselor. Oh, I wish I had no occasion to refer to such subjects. I wish they could be forever banished from my lips and thoughts. Shall those who profess to be living in these last days, who have light upon present truth, who have had years of experience, become a subject of scorn for their avaricious spirit, which makes honest worldly men despise them? My soul abhors these practices. What shall we do about it? Some have so long worked on this line they cannot see but that it is perfectly consistent. What does it mean? May the Lord enlighten the minds, and His Spirit break in pieces the hard Pharisaism that is clothing all such persons. No more just now.